Hello, my name is Lizzie Evers. I'm the presenting author from Sam Houston State University for the Texas Alternative Agriculture, a brief comparison of the beliefs of consumers and producers. In recent years, more and more consumers want to know where their food comes from, who grows it, and how it's produced. And they are concerned with questions such as, is it sustainable? Is it healthy? This has paralleled an increase in what we'll call alternative agricultural production. This includes smaller farms, especially where the grower has direct contact with consumers, local production, organic production, and many other niche operations. Surveys which contained questions about alternative and conventional agriculture were presented to consumers and producers in an attempt to compare the two groups. The objectives of this research were to determine how well consumer and producer beliefs about agricultural product labeling align with each other and how well each group's beliefs align with the current scientific literature. Data were collected using Google Form-based surveys. These surveys were emailed to approximately 250 individuals who have elected to receive such emails, as well as through an email newsletter managed by the Texas Department of Agriculture. This newsletter is sent to approximately 20,000 Texas residents. Google Forms present data in aggregate form in a spreadsheet without personal identification information. One of the surveys was directed towards consumers of Texas agriculture and was open from June 15, 2015, to July 31, 2015. The second survey was directed towards producers of Texas agriculture and was open from November 5, 2015 to February 8, 2016. Demographics between the groups differed as the consumer participants consisted mostly of women, whereas the producer respondents were more evenly split between men and women. Producer participants tended to be older and more highly educated than consumer participants. Both groups held similar beliefs about the health, safety, environmental health, and sustainability of various alternative agricultural products. However, producer beliefs were held more strongly. This is shown in several survey parting comments left by producers. Both surveys allowed participants to leave comments, but only producers did so. Additionally, many of the comments were strongly worded. Unfortunately, both producer and consumer beliefs did not necessarily reflect results of existing research into the health, safety, environmental health, and sustainability of organic and local production systems. These results suggest there is a knowledge void, in this instance, within the producers and consumers of Texas alternative agriculture. Further surveying and outreach events regarding topics of interest to the consumers and producers may help to fill this void. It may also be key to closing the gap to expose students to agricultural production systems at a younger age and with more consistency across the country. I would like to thank the audience, and as well as give a special thanks to the Texas Department of Agriculture for their participation in the conducting of this research. Funding to assist this project was made available through a USDA capacity building grant. Thank you.